Senator Jeanne Forrester, a Republican candidate for governor, holds one of the most powerful seats in the legislature. She's chair of the influential Senate Finance Committee and has a big say on how every state dollar is raised and spent. But you won't hear too much about her work in Concord on the campaign trail. Rather, Forrester is pitching herself as a more community leader than a statehouse insider. As part of NHPR's series introducing this year's gubernatorial candidates, Paige Sutherland tells us more.
When Jeanne Forrester talks about why she's running for governor, it doesn't start with a young girl dreaming of the big desk in the corner office. It starts with a girl whose dream was just to be the first in her family to graduate from college. That was in Michigan. Her dad tested tractors for Ford, her mom, a waitress.
It was a blue-collar family. We didn't have a lot, and my mom would make our clothes for us. Mine didn't always fit the best. And sometimes she'd leave the pins in, which was uncomfortable.
Money was tight, so Forrester had to work her way through classes. When she lost that job, she had to withdraw from school and move to Texas for work. The couple then moved to New Hampshire. Forrester eventually finished her degree at UNH and also earned an MBA. She also built a career around working to promote small-town development. Town administrator for Tufton Borough and New Durham, head of the Main Street programs in Plymouth and Meredith. Her goal, to work with business owners to attract more customers and residents to town. It was in these jobs that she grew frustrated in what she perceived as the red tape from state regulators that was stifling economic development.
You've got small communities that don't even have internet, but the state requires or expects small communities to operate the same as a Manchester or Nashua.
So she ran for state senate in 2010 and won, and has been reelected twice since. While in Concord, Forrester has sat on the powerful Senate Finance Committee, which helps draft the state budget. This session, she led the committee. As chair, she took more of a backseat approach, not dominating debate, but would also speak against her Republican colleagues when it came to issues she thought would hurt her district, such as continuing the state's Medicaid expansion program. She voted against the continued expansion, which was signed into law earlier this year. This was a reversal from 2 years ago when she voted to create the expanded Medicaid program. Recently, Forrester has also been active in the effort to address the state's opioid crisis, sponsoring various bills and calling for more money both for treatment and law enforcement. Forrester's other priority is the economy. A month after she announced her candidacy, she released an 18-page economic plan outlining her goals if elected governor. It calls for cutting business taxes, reducing energy costs, and launching a new public and private team charged with promoting New Hampshire as a place to do business to out-of-state companies. On a tour of gun manufacturer Sig Sauer in Newington earlier this month, Forrester asked questions about workforce and the impact of state regulations.
Everything you see here is made here for a firearm.
Forrester also brought a personal interest to the tour. She owns 5 guns. Her favorite, a pink 9mm Glock.
Before I became the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, I used to target shoot the target practice, once a week. Not anymore.
For this September's GOP primary, Forrester is up against 2 other familiar state house faces, including executive counselor Chris Sununu and Manchester mayor and former state senator Ted Gatzis. There's also freshman state rep Frank Edelblue. Forrester is the only woman from either party in the governor's race, but she doesn't highlight that. She actually describes herself more as one of the guys.
Fortunately, I had a dad who taught me how to change my oil, how to change a tire. And because I had an old car, the muffler hanging off, I had to learn how to get under the car there and with a coat hanger and string up the muffler because it was dragging.
Rusty McLear said he's seen that get-under-the-hood approach from Forrester. McLear, who lives 4 houses down from Forrester, works with her at the Greater Meredith Program, which aims to boost economic development on the town's main street.
Getting this job isn't about her. Being a senator wasn't about her. Running the Greater Meredith Program wasn't about her. It was about the Greater Meredith Program. And she would state that, but she actually walked that walk. That's the way she operates.
With the legislative session wrapping up, Forrester says she'll have much more time to focus on the campaign trail before GOP voters head to the polls on September 13th. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.